This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is Elie Escobar, and today we're going to be talking to President and CEO, Ms. Laura Ward, from this wonderful organization, Houston's Children's Charity, which focuses on improving the quality of life for the Houston children in our community. Welcome, Ms. Ward, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Elie, for having me. I'm very appreciative for the time.
Of course. So let's tell the audience a little bit about what Houston Children's Charity does for our community and how you are involved every day with these children.
Well, in 1996, a group of philanthropic Houstonians decided that there were too many children in the community who literally fall through the cracks of the system, and we decided to address that. So the programs that we put together for children since that date are programs that provide assistance and services to children not otherwise provided. And they have been very successful because of that. We are not a disease-related charity. We are a children-related charity. From the smallest need a child might have, a lunch, to giving away wheelchair-accessible handicap vans to families, and providing beds, clothing, emergency aid at the hospitals. We sort of run the gamut of children's services in the community.
I know that right now we have been dealing the past year with COVID and now this winter storm. How are you getting involved now that the pandemic is still going, COVID is still happening, but here recently, those families and children that were affected with the winter storm?
Well, throughout the pandemic, we have been able to continue to provide beds on a monthly basis to families who have children who don't have beds. We have done it socially distanced. We have provided that safety net for all of our volunteers, and we have continued to give away 100 beds a month to children needing them in the Houston community. Now, after this storm, just this morning, we received a call from an apartment complex in Cypress that was completely wiped out. And they have 60 apartments where all the children lost their clothing, their beds, everything was lost. And we will bring those children into our charity closet at our warehouse on Thursday. And we will provide clothing for the entire family at no cost to them. We don't accept donations of gently used clothing and then turn them around and sell them. We give them to our clients at no cost. And then in a couple of weeks, we will have a bed distribution and we will provide beds to those children. So, yes, the storm has impacted many families and those families are calling us. And the good news is we're also getting calls from charitable Houstonians who want to know how can we help. And we tell them to please email us at volunteer@HoustonChildrensCharity.net. And not everybody can write a check. Not everybody can buy a bed. And some people want to give of their time. And that is as important to us as anything. So there is something for everybody to do in these catastrophic times. And we have been tested. And we continue to be tested. But we are so proud of this Houston community and how they come forward for our kids.
Absolutely. And we see that every single time there is some kind of a disaster happening, whether it's the flooding, the hurricanes, we see all the Houstonians come out and want to help, and especially if there's children involved. So absolutely. One of the things that you did mention was that an apartment complex reached out to your organization. Is this the norm? If somebody is in need, do they reach out to you? Is it other organizations, or how can somebody get that help from Houston's Children's Charity?
If they simply go to our website, HoustonChildrensCharity.org, or they email Rebecca@HoustonChildrensCharity.org, or funding@HoustonChildrensCharity, or simply call our office at 713-524-2878. Individuals reach out for help. Organizations reach out for help. Hospitals, social workers and caregivers at hospitals reach out to us for their clients and their patients who will be going home and know that the child doesn't have a bed. They will call us to provide that bed for the child to go home to. So we get requests for assistance from all across the board, and we try to take care of every request that we get, depending on budgetary restraints.
Let's talk a little bit about the programs that I see on your website right now. You have an array of these programs, and how can we continue to get the community involved in continuing to help with these, you know, different programs? I see that you deal from a Christmas program, back to school, toys for tots. It's quite amazing.
Well, we do. We gave over 3,000 backpacks in August during the pandemic, and we did it safely distanced, a contactless giveaway. And at Christmas, we provided for over 20,000 children at the Toyota Center with the help of the Fertitta family, the Houston Rockets, and Toys for Tots. And it was a two-day affair, and it was unbelievable. Every child got prepackaged toys for his age and gender. And it was a beautiful thing to see. And we give beds and we give wheelchair accessible vans to an entire family. And we give $100,000 a year to the Texas Children's Hospital Emergency Family Fund. And that fund provides the resource that families need so that they are able to stay at the hospital with their children, not worry about the rent, not worry about the utility bill, and just get assistance for a month or two while they get on their feet and are able to be with their child, like all of us want to do if we have a child in the hospital. So we have something for everybody, Ellie. There's just not anything we don't do for children if it's requested.
Absolutely. And so is there a particular age group that you focus on, or is it younger children? Is it go up to teenagers, or what's the range in age?
We provide for children from birth to 18 years old, and we make exceptions if a child over 18 but under 21 has a particular need and we feel that it's a critical need. We will address that at the time we receive it.
Okay. And then how do the families reach out to you? Is there an application process? Or
there is. Yeah, the application is online. If you go to our website, it lives on our website, and you simply fill out the application and get it back to us. Or you call the office, and we are happy to email you an application. You know, depending on what technology our clients have, we're willing to do whatever we can to get an application to you. But everything is done by application, and we provide a level of due diligence for everybody who receives assistance from Houston Children's Charity. We check it out. We make sure it's legitimate. We make sure if they ask us for a van that the child in their care needs that van. So we do a very detailed level, intense level of due diligence for the amount of children that we provide for. It's amazing because we are a staff of 5 people and a few volunteers, and that's it. But I'm very proud of the level of due diligence that we are able to provide.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And now we had a scheduled interview with a Spanish speaker, but your organization also helps the Hispanic community. You have somebody, if anybody to reach out that speaks Spanish as well?
Absolutely. Our funding director speaks Spanish, Rebecca.
Awesome. Wonderful. Once again, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Eye on Houston. We're speaking to the president and CEO of Houston Children's Charity, Ms. Laura Ward. Laura, let's talk a little bit about, give us some maybe social media or the phone number once again. For those that are just now tuning in, listening, you guys focus in just improving the quality of life for the children in our community and just continuing to help, not only during COVID, but also this winter storm that just hit Houston very hard. And I think a lot of the families that are needing that information, the help, they would love to hear it one more time. If we can get your website and your phone number and just where we can get more information.
Our website is HoustonChildrensCharity.org. And if you want to volunteer, please go email us at volunteer@HoustonChildrensCharity.net. And our phone number is 713-524-2878.
All righty. And you did mention that the application, for those that are listening, the application is on the website, but they Absolutely. Can call as well.
Absolutely. We look forward to hearing from anybody who can provide any help at all. We need it.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Ward, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with us today, offering this wonderful help and all the information to the community. It's just, Houston's, it gets hit very hard sometimes. But, thanks to organization like yours that, we continue to help.
Thank you, Ellie, for providing us the airtime to make the request for assistance. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. My name is Ali Escobar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston. For more information, definitely visit them at HoustonChildrensCharity.org for all the information and, of course, for that application. Thank you and have a great day.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.